This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado is getting more than $826 million to help expand high-speed internet across the state. The Biden administration approved the state's Broadband Equity Access and Deployment, or BEAD, plan. Governor Jared Polis called it a huge leap forward for connectivity, which is vital for the state.
It's just such a fundamental building block of so many services in our economy, where it is today and even more so in the future.
Colorado's senators applauded the news, saying it will help bridge the divide in rural, low-income, and tribal areas. The state is looking to open up grant applications for this funding from the bipartisan infrastructure law in late summer. Search and rescue crews looking for a missing hiker are still combing a rugged area of Pitkin County. The Pitkin County Sheriff's Office says 75-year-old Jennifer Hearn was reported missing Sunday night after she did not return from a hike with her dog. Police say Hearn's vehicle was found at the trailhead for the Triangle Peak, a steep and rocky route near Woody Creek. Search crews are using aircraft and on-the-ground teams to look for Hearn, and authorities are urging the public to avoid the area. The Ultimate Fighting Championship returns to Denver for the first time since 2018 with two Colorado fighters on the main card. Greeley's Macy Barber will face Westminster's Rose Namajunas at Ball Arena on July 13th. Barber scored a TKO victory against her opponent the last time the UFC was in Denver. Namajunas is a former two-time strawweight champion. It'll be dry the next few days in Denver with highs in the upper 90s. In Colorado Springs, storms are in the area. This is CPR News and KRCC.